about a month ago, India lowered the taxes on gold and silver, which has obviously had its impact, not just in gold, but also on the silver side. Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics. And today we are going to dig into some big gold and silver import numbers in India, as well as some news out of China and a few other gold and silver stories that I believe are worth updating. So, with that said, let us jump in where I am recording on Tuesday afternoon. And as you're well aware, by the time you're seeing this, we've had another quite significant rally, gold up $35, and in particular, silver up at $32.56 as of the time of this recording, and about 20 cents off of the high from earlier this year. So, quite a roller coaster it has been in the silver market, dipping below 27 at one point after reaching that 32.74 high, and has rebounded and now back up at 32.55. So, certainly good news on silver and perhaps some of the things driving that. Let us dig in because, as I mentioned, India reported record gold imports in August. And to be clear, this is by in dollar terms, not necessarily overall tons, yet still quite a significant number. And if we take a look here at India gold imports, they imported 140 tons, as you can see, which by tonnage in the last 10 years puts that about third place. And in fact, we can take a look longer back. So you can see there were a couple of spikes. This one is showing over the last 24 years. So you have, let's call it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months where you had a larger tonnage imported. But again, this in some ways does not come as a complete surprise because about a month ago, India lowered the taxes on gold and silver, which has obviously had its impact, not just in gold, but also on the silver side here, where now we do not have the latest figure updated, which actually came in at 1,421 tons in August on the silver side, which would put that in fifth place. Not as big as the record-setting month that we saw back in February, but in fifth place. So pretty decent score on that one. We take a longer look back, and historically, this would put this August figure at sixth place. So certainly, we are seeing the impact on the silver side. And here, a tweet from Peter Spina. This is measuring it by the U.S. dollar amount. So here you can see, with the higher gold price, that by US dollar amount, a record of imports on the gold side into India. So, a lot of metal going in there. And one other look as we take a closer view at the Metals Focus chart pack. Here you see the red bars are the 2024 figures, the pinkish mixed with a little bit of orange bars, let's call them 2023 figures. And certainly what we just saw here in August, biggest one we've seen in the last 2 years, and you saw the comparisons on those other charts here. In terms of silver, there is the 1,421 ton import figure, which, as I mentioned, less than the record setter back in February, but still helping to keep India on pace, at least prorated pace. They would be close to the 2022 yearly record that was set when India imported about 300 million ounces of silver. So, a lot of metal going into India, especially as they're ramping up their solar production. Certainly could see more of that. I wonder if this will subside a little bit as the impact of the tax reduction is felt. But either case, that is what we had in August. And I mentioned that there was also some news out of China on Tuesday morning, which Vince Lancey covered in his morning show, although some of these really rather stunning in their own sense. So, wanted to take a quick walk through there. As he mentions, China fires a policy bazooka to boost the economy, led by a mortgage rate cut. And as we see here, the reserve requirement ratio, the amount of cash that the commercial banks must hold as reserves, and the mortgage rate for existing housing would be cut by half a percentage point. And then, if you go a little farther down, this was the part that I found pretty stunning. PBOC will set up a swap facility allowing securities firms, funds, and insurance companies to tap liquidity from the PBOC to buy stocks. Brokers, funds, and insurers will be allowed to pledge assets in exchange for liquidity for funds and to buy stocks. And the PBOC will set up a separate specialized refinancing facility for listed companies and major shareholders to buy back shares and raise holdings. We've seen things like this at points in the past 10 years, and obviously things not going ideally, especially in the real estate sector in China. So we are seeing some easing out of China following easing out of the Fed, and what will likely not be the last time in either. And of course, mentioned that the gold and silver prices are surging, which interesting timing because here, taking a quick look at the COT report released last Friday, we can see the managed money adding plenty of longs over 11,600, reducing their shorts by 2,100. And then in the swap dealers, you can see after we saw this, the short position reduced a bit over the previous each of the previous 2 weeks. Quite a jump here as the banks add 6,300 shorts and let go of 2,300 longs. Similar picture in gold. Here you can see, let's call that about 2,600 net long position added by the managed money, and the short position really blowing out here, adding another 13,000 contracts, which puts us again in record territory. Here is our gold chart, and down here is the green line, which is the swap dealers. Now, if you see right above my mouse there, that 194, negative 194,000, meaning the banks this point in time are short that amount. I'll put that over here. So now you can see they're short 257,000 contracts, and we had the previous record here about 2 weeks ago at 253,000. So they are more short. And that cutoff line was as of the close on last Tuesday. So, assuming that has not changed substantially, which may have a little bit in the past couple of days, but certainly losing money on the increase in prices that we are seeing today. Similar pattern in the silver side. Again, we had not recently hit a record in terms of silver short position by the banks as they were more short back in the rally in 2016. But aside from that, we are still significantly short, as you can see, 40,000 contracts short. And if we go back here, you can see about a month ago got down to a position of 43,000 contracts short by the banks. So certainly a tough day when you see gold up 30 bucks, silver up a buck 44 right now. So again, after 2 weeks of seeing them reduce that short position, it is higher now. And few last notes that I wanted to go over here today. Did see this came out a couple of days ago where HSBC has approved a quantum safe technology for tokenized bullions. And HSBC claims to have successfully trialed the first application of quantum secure technology for buying and selling tokenized physical gold, which on one hand seems good, and certainly to the degree that banks with large exposure are creating new gold products, or that there's interest in gold, I think a positive. Yet keep in mind that there's HSBC back in 2018 fined for spoofing in the metals markets by the CFTC. And here we have back just a couple of weeks ago, last month, Goldman, HSBC, and others to pay $20 million in a probe. This was for platinum and palladium. So again, is this to say that what they're offering here in their quantum holdings is not safe? It may well be, but just be cautious when you're out there looking at some of these products. And certainly anything where tokenized gold and silver, would be careful about going through the audits and making sure you're protected there. And another one that I found interesting, not necessarily because of what is in the article. I mean, a lot of things that we've talked about plenty here on the show, the reports of the deficit, the conditions in declining inventories, and a lot of the Silver Institute data, although just thought it was noteworthy that we're seeing this on International Banker. And on one hand, not a surprise that you would see more coverage as the prices go up, as the Fed does what the Fed has just done in going the 50 basis points rather than 25, which again, I know we've talked about it quite a lot over the past couple of months, but expecting that that might be what finally got the Western investing side into the market. And certainly that has been happening so far as we've had inflows over the past 4 months consecutively into the ETFs for both gold and silver. And we'll see what happens from here as more attention is placed on it. And anyway, with all that said, going to wrap up for today, but did want to thank First Majestic Silver, who helps to bring us this show each day. And obviously, First Majestic just recently completed an agreement to purchase Gatto Silver. And as I had mentioned, fortunately, did finally catch up with Keith Neumeyer earlier today and got his thoughts on the deal, as well as some of the other issues that the company is facing going forward and the key hurdles. So, to find out a little bit more about how things are going there, well, just click on the video that's coming your way now.